Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So for years, TJ has said, I don't want to watch anything else about Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, who else?
Charles Manson.
Like, we've seen enough of the docuseries slash documentaries slash scripted TV shows about those guys.
Yeah, nothing is going to come out about those main, most famous serial killers that I don't know.
Yeah.
That I haven't heard ad nauseum.
It seems like it's those three Usual Suspects coming up every time in a new show. But there's a new list out of the top seven states that have produced the most serial killers. And it's kind of a surprising list. TJ, would you like to guess the state at number seven?
Yeah, Louisiana.
That is correct.
Oh.
Louisiana producing a lot of serial killers. Interesting. Now, Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy, none of these guys are on this list of states that have produced the most serial killers. But Oregon is at number six. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Washington also makes sense. That's number five.
Wait, can I see if the other ones are in there?
Like, yeah, sure.
California used to be number one, but it's not now, I don't think.
California is number four.
Nevada.
Nevada is number two.
Yeah. I know Alaska's way up there.
That is number one. Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Producing a lot of serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're bored or something. I'm not really sure. And then number three, you got to choose number three.
Is it Utah or something?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. Florida. That's where Bundy was from, then Florida.
I believe Ted Bundy and Eileen Wuornos, the female serial killer, rare female serial killer.
But she was originally from Louisiana. So
was she?
Gets both of them, yeah.
I should have told you that. I should have been able to tell you that. She was a wild one. So, yeah, in Louisiana on the list. Did you know any serial killers growing up, TJ?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
No. Well, if I did, they hadn't been caught yet.
Fair enough. So, that's super spooky. Are you going to tease your Halloween costume, Lindsay?
I can tease it.
Are you just going to hard launch it on social media?
Oh, I think I'm just going to hard launch it. Okay. I thought you meant right now. Yeah, I'm going to hard launch it.
No, I wouldn't ask you to reveal any details now, but
I can.
TJ, any plans for you to do a Halloween costume?
No.
No pumpkin patches. Are you going to carve pumpkins at least?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Just not in the Halloween spirit.
No, it's not that. It's just that that's a kid activity.
You know,
and our kids are grown. One of them lives in Nashville, so.
Yeah.
Oh. And even when they were little, they were all about starting the pumpkin carving, but then they weren't about finishing the pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
Where did they get that from, TJ? That's a total mystery.
I have no idea.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You notice when, like a minute ago, you brought in the Name the Spooky Song thing? Anytime there's a little quizzy contest or something like that, Tech D Rob just, attacks. It's like, I'm doing this.
Halloween,
Freddy. I mean, there's no casual, just play around kind of thing. And you know, when he was growing up in class and all the other students were like, oh my God, okay, you won. What'd you get? A blow pop out of the teacher's bag, out of the box in the front? Okay.
Second grade spelling bee champion. Thank you.
But I mean, he just locks in like, the hell you are going to pick me at this.
He has said he likes people to know that he knows.
Yeah.
You know, he gets enjoyment knowing that you know that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, like the type in class that the teacher would say, okay, Rob, let someone else answer.
Yeah, that is
true. And then he gets mad like, but I know it. Because, we established yesterday he was a spoiled kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there was never anything that he had to do that he didn't want to do and all that. So if he wanted to answer the question and win the little woolly bully in prize.
Yeah. Just get out of his way.
And that's why you do all of those Star Wars card tournaments and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and it really beats me down when I don't win them.
Yeah.
Like, I get real mad and real upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like a trivia guy and all that stuff.
I do love trivia, yeah.
But imagine, though, if he would have been interested in sports.
Oh, he'd have been incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that competitive attitude onto the field where it really matters in life, you know, outside of a Star Wars board game or Dungeons and Dragons and whatever. I mean, you could have been a multi-millionaire playing football.
I did try to play football, but the day one, I threw up and I was done.
Right. See, it made him uncomfortable. He got out of his comfort zone. His parents said, okay, no more. You don't have to do that again.
Mm-hmm. It was real hot.
That's probably what started him not liking going outside.
And that's kind of the thing that makes great football players great is overcoming adversity.
Yes, that's true.
He doesn't overcome adversity.
Yes, not fact, at all.
Just leave it alone.
He completely runs from adversity.
Absolutely. I get it.
It's like, oh, God, it's hot in the state of Florida. I'm not going to Disney. I'm never going.
It's the most magical place in the world.
Oh, the beach. No, thank you. But, you know, we've all got our things. We've
100%.
All got our things. And I think, you know, we love him for what he is and who he is.
Absolutely.
You know, just like we would love something cute in an exhibit at the zoo.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look at these pandas don't do anything but sit and eat bamboo or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's cute. Rob's the same way. Competitive over Star Wars card games. Love him. Love him.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, here's how you can tell if you're a young single lady and you want to end up being married to a good man someday that you can count on and depend on to be a man. I'm not saying this. This is what other people are saying.
Okay.
This is not my saying it. But there's a new invention that is taking nostalgia to the next level, and it is a Nintendo Interactive Alarm Clock.
A Nintendo Interactive
Alarm. And it's very, very cartoon-looking, like the Mario Brothers, because Super Mario Odyssey, you can pick the alarm sounds from that. Zelda, Splatoon 3, and then something else I don't know. And it looks just like it comes out of Super Mario Brothers stuff, all cartoony and everything.
Okay.
So if you are dating a guy and he's all about his Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo, is what it's called, and he paid $99.99 for it, then you may look at it, people are saying, you may look at it like, you know, he's too immature to be in a regular relationship and all that. I don't necessarily think that. But it depends on how old he is. You know, if he's under 25, then I would probably give him a pass on this.
25?
If he's over 25 and he's all excited about his cartoon Mario Brothers alarm clock.
Yeah.
You may think that he's not quite husband material yet.
Yeah. And it's $99,
which is insane. Yeah.
That could have been a nice dinner out for the two of you, you know. Mm. I get that.
Well, I mean, I don't think girlfriends need to be telling boyfriends how to spend their money.
Oh. Well, then, okay.
But I'm just saying that he values that so much that he would spend $100 on it instead of $100 on something else that would, in my opinion, be better for him. You know, like a jacket.
Oh.
A nice jacket or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. I find it irritating that's called an interactive alarm clock. Aren't
all of them? Because you got to hit them, turn them off.
Point of it, but I mean, this is really childish. But
would you want it, Rob?
No,
no.
Who wants to be awoken like that? Doot.
I don't know.
Like a Super Mario Brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But it's got Zelda stuff on it too. You boys love Zelda.
We do love Zelda.
Right, but before your alarm goes off, you can see like Mario just chilling.
Oh, really?
Waiting for the alarm to go off.
But then you wouldn't need it to go off if you can see him chilling.
That's true.
It should go, grow up, grow up, grow up, grow up, loser, 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 grow up.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Please go like and subscribe us on all forms of podcasts and YouTubes and stuff. We would appreciate that so much. This is a fun little slide into the weekend type conversation. Maybe when you get together with your friends and you find your joy this weekend, y'all can talk about this, add to it. They have asked a question on the Reddits. What foods are delicious in small amounts but disgusting in large amounts?
Ooh.
For example, frosting. If you just sat down and ate a tub full of that icing from Betty Crocker or whatever, it would be disgusting. But if you just eat a little bit of it, it's delicious.
Yes.
My number one, before I even looked at the list, when I just saw the question, I said mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is what I would have said.
Butter.
Butter.
Have you ever eaten a spoonful of butter? No. It's no good.
Yeah.
let's see. Eggnog. That's a good one. If you drink one little thing of eggnog, if you start just tanking up on it, you'd be like, cheese.
Disagree.
You sit down and eat a block of cheese, Rob?
I have before.
You have?
Yeah. I've also done it with spray cheese. Like, well, you just get the whole can.
It doesn't say spray cheese here. I don't know if they count that as cheese. But I could eat a whole can of that. Okay, yeah.
Good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
Could you eat a block of cheese?
No, Lord, no.
That sounds insane.
I can only eat if it's not on a certain any other food, if it's just by itself, I can only eat a couple of little squares of cheese.
Oh.
I can't, you know, if it's in a charcuterie, yeah. I have to have the meat with it or a cracker or something like that. But I can eat a couple of the little cubes. Yeah. Without anything else, but that's about it.
Just eating a block of sharp cheddar is unhinged.
Just walking around, you know, chewing on it like a big candy bar.
Oh my God. Wouldn't do cheddar, I'd do Colby Jack.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a savage. Mm.
Walk around eating one of those little soft balls of mozzarella.
Just like an apple.
Just eat all the Baby Bells in the little package.
Yeah, that's another thing. I can eat one Baby Bell, and that's it.
Oh.
I can't eat another one by itself.
That's crazy.
But I had a friend growing up who loved mayonnaise so much, he would get a big tablespoonful of it like I do peanut butter and just eat that as a snack.
Straight?
Straight mayonnaise.
Oh, that's vile.
Oh, he was white, too.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I said a few months ago that I came to the realization that I'm not doing roller coasters anymore. At one point, I loved them, but I was 12. I think now that I'm in my mid-30s, some would say late 30s, I've made the decision, I've had enough roller coasters, I'm not that interested in going on another roller coaster.
Because what else is there? You've been on one, you've been on all.
kind of how I feel. Yeah. You've been on one, you've been on them all. I'm done with it. I think I'm done with camping. Now, I haven't been camping in years. I think I like the idea of camping more than I actually like camping. I like the idea of it. Oh, we'll go away for a weekend and do it. I'm not interested in it. So I think I'm going to add that to the list of things that are just not for me. And after I saw this video from a conservationist named Paul Rosalie, my fears are confirmed. He was camping in the Amazon, and this is what he said about it.
Right now, my tent is being dismantled by leafcutter ants. It's about 2 a.m., and I've been trying to sleep, and there's about 10 million leafcutter ants outside of this tent cutting leaf-sized holes out of my tent. They're opening up holes big enough for me to put my fist through, which means everything else in the Amazon is coming into my tent. I just woke up because there's a leafcutter ant using its pincer jaws to bite my ear to try and carry off a piece. And inside this tent right now are ants and termites and mosquitoes, some sort of centipede, hoppers, moths, and some insects that I can't even identify. If you get out of the tent, you're going to get destroyed by mosquitoes. It's raining outside. You're going to get wet. This is what camping in the wild is. Sometimes you put your tent in the wrong place and the leafcutter ants and the gods of the jungle decide it's going to be the worst night ever.
Oh my God. Okay, drama.
It does sound a little dramatic. Until you see the inside of his tent, these ants are the size of your palm. I mean, I've never seen animals like this, and I guess that's what they look like in the Amazon.
Yeah.
They're just huge.
In the Amazon.
Yeah.
What does he expect?
What do you, I guess, what do you expect?
He's, and why doesn't he move? Get out of there. Go somewhere else.
Get a Holiday Inn.
No, no, no. I mean, go set up camp somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's he going to do for a tent now?
Yeah, it's torn to shreds by these ants. I mean, it's just, it sounds like the worst experience to have ever. So I think I'm done with it.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Oh, my God.
Especially I mean, in the Amazon.
Yeah. If you can get a cabin, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a cabin out there, not out there in the Amazon, but, you know, near a little, you know, flowing river in the mountains or something.
Sure. Or glamping. Yeah.
So what is just not for you? We found out that Tech D Rob water slides are just not for him. No. He's doesn't want to, or regular slides for that matter. He's just not into it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's something you have crossed off the list in your life? Like, it's just not for me. It could be anything. It could be an experience, a food, a person, a show you're done with. I'm done with that Fire Country. I watched one episode. It was awful. Yeah. TJ and Jody were watching that one. I couldn't even do it.
We were watching it in mockery. Not for a serious drama.
Whatever.
But I have one that I did years ago. Race cars are just not for me. I don't have any desire to be going around the track at Charlotte Motor Speedway or anything in a race car. I just don't. I don't want to get in a drag car. I don't want any of that.
Yep.
I'm fine.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So what didn't you do it though, Lynn?
I did. It scared me to death.
She freaked out. So blank is just not for me. At TJ Riggins Show. We'll get your answers next.
Radio show. Podcast. Hit the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Blank is just not for me. I think I'm done with camping, even though I haven't been camping in years. I'm not interested in going camping. I like a certain level of luxury if I'm going away on a vacation.
Sure.
Sue me. Maybe that makes me a snob, but if I'm paying the money to go on vacation, I want a level of, I want a certain kind of experience. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But camping is just not for me, especially after I saw that viral video of the guy camping in the Amazon where the ants are eating his tent away. Mm-hmm. So what is just not for you? TJ pointed out sitting in a race car for one of those ride-alongs that they do at the racetrack. I'm with you.
I don't care about that.
Getting that close to the wall.
Fool with no race car.
Mm-mm. It ain't for me.
And I don't fool with no space news.
Yeah, TJ hates space news.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get. It's like, so far, I don't care. It doesn't affect me in any way. I understand. I can see it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I get it. Lindsay, do you have something like that?
I do. Swimming in the ocean. It's not for me.
Oh, that's a good
one. Never has been. People are like, oh, it's fun. No, there's stuff in there. We can't see it. They're going to attack me. I'm going to die.
Even in a water that you can see through?
Yeah, still. Something come up behind me. You don't see them. You dead. Yeah.
So when you're laying out on the beach, you don't even go and take a dip to cool off? Or just no, not at all?
I mean, feet?
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, God. I remember this now. Riggins, do you remember she said that even when she has to use the bathroom, she only goes out there to her ankles and then just...
So you can see when I pee, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And then I kind of splash water up. Listen, no one knows what you're doing.
Wait a minute. You go ankle deep and use the bathroom?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, and let me tell you something really sad. My daughter has started to do it because she's like, Mommy does it. I'm like, no one knows that. Like, well, now everyone knows that.
And then you bend over and then splash the water up.
Because I'm not getting out in my waist deep. I'm not getting out waist deep.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that. She told us that one day.
Yeah. I mean, listen, ugly and unattractive as it may, and dirty probably, but other people go waist deep and pee. What's the difference?
It might be a criminal offense. I think it's the difference. Urinating in public, you're not allowed to do that, are you?
I wish somebody would arrest me for that. Come arrest me for that, please.
I mean, yeah, that would be silly. But, yeah.
No, you're right. It's peeing in public.
That's crazy.
Is it not like drip?
I mean, it does. Okay. Listen, it goes down my leg. Is that what you're asking?
All right.
I don't like it at all.
Okay, well.
At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a good one, blank is just not for me. You're not going to be able to top this one, but you could try somebody who's like guacamole, and now that just seems like a totally dumb answer. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, totally.
Boring.
bit of a snooze fest after that. Seafood comes up a lot. Vaping, cigarettes, all those make sense. But Ryan said crumble cookies. That was a hot answer. A lot of people saying totally agree. Mm-hmm. Totally overrated. Oh. I happen to love the crumble cookies.
I do too.
Very good. Soft and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I mean, Lindsay pees in ankle deep water.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. Not in the pool, guys. Just yeah. those.
You really played the high card.
Yeah, she does it from the diving board at the pool.
Yeah, I just.
Okay, I'm gross.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It seems like every day there's some story about some way that you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut. You notice that? They always have some kind of thing going. You got to have the app, or you got to, you know, you got to come in wearing a pumpkin on your head, or, you know, some way you can get a free Krispy Kreme donut, or a dozen of them for free.
Yeah, every day.
So do you like pancakes better, Riggins, or waffle? You're a pancake person?
I'm kind of a waffle guy.
Waffle. Now. Okay. So talking about sweet things in the morning for breakfast.
Yeah, controversial.
Would you rather have a waffle or Krispy Kreme?
Ooh, a Krispy Kreme.
Me too.
A good, like a
warm Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
You could ask me, what would you want at midnight? You know, I'm probably going to pick the hot and now Krispy Kreme.
I don't want to fool with a bunch of different flavors either. No. I want the original glazed and maybe a chocolate cover, a chocolate glazed. Other than that. Now, with other types of donuts, I like to get in there and mix it up. I want a cream filled and a chocolate iced and an eclair or whatever they call them, Long Johns or whatnot, cinnamon roll. Krispy Kreme, stick with the basics.
12 hot dozen. If I'm going to Dunkin', I'm getting a variety. If I'm going to Krispy Kreme, I'm getting 12 original glazed, period. Yeah.
I might, I'll probably do 9 and 3.
9 original.
And then 3 chocolate.
Yeah,
no cake type donuts ever, because I'm Southern. And if you're a Southerner and you're eating cake style donuts, then you need to learn where you came from.
No filled donuts either?
Yeah, filled donuts. Yeah, not Krispy Kreme. Okay. No. But filled donuts, yeah. But always the light, fluffy donuts.
Yeah. If you had said that with a little bit of a thicker accent, you need to remember where you come from.
Yeah, I tell you what, you come in, you know, you try to come around with some cake type donuts, you better stay off my land.
You're right. Now get. Well, I mean, listen, it's the perfect donut. It's the perfect donut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's why. You know, if they can figure out they know how great they are, obviously, Duncan. But if they figure out how to get the word free into people's heads somehow or another, that's because that would tempt me with other regular things about life. You know, if my wife said, hey, I'll give you a Krispy Kreme hot now donut if you'll go wash my car, I'd probably just go, where's the hose? Let's go.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
You could be easily persuaded.
Mm-hmm. Especially since she has taken it upon herself as the gatekeeper of the home. And you'll find out about this in our podcast this week, the TJ and Jody's House podcast. She's taken it upon herself to not bring any candy corn in the house this year.
Why?
Because every year that's one of the first things that say that it's fall, y'all, in our house. She puts out the candy corn. And now I asked her about it, and she said, well, we don't need that. We don't need that candy corn. It's not good for us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Meaning your fat don't need to be eating candy corn.
Fat cell. Uh-huh. Does she normally eat the candy corn?
Little bits. Yeah, we eat a little at a time.
She eats a little bit, but you really like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. She needs to mind her business.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So cool of you to listen and watch. We would love for you to subscribe to our podcasts and everything, wherever you get the podcast, Spotify and Apple and the TJ Riggins app, family app, whatever. What's it called now? The TJ and Riggins app?
That is what it's called.
We would love that, and it would help us a lot if you would subscribe. When the whole thing about girl math came out, I thought it was kind of funny, you know, big deal. But I never understood exactly what it was because I didn't watch a lot of it. Once I saw it, it was some kind of a, it was all young people doing, you know, something silly. And like I always say, I can't learn anything from young people. But Riggins had a clip from today, and I do understand this kind of math. And you said this is a prime example of how girl math works?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to this, this young lady, and she's very pretty. Did you notice that? She's pretty.
Yeah, when I find myself in a pickle on whether or not I should be spending money, I literally have to remind myself, I could be spending this money on hard drugs. I could be a crackhead. But no, I'm buying what? Shoes?
I mean...
So, that is the perfect reason to do anything that you shouldn't be doing.
100%.
You could be doing something worse. Like, you could say... look, I know I killed three people today, but I could have eaten them as well, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So am I really wrong? I think I did a good job today because I didn't eat them after I killed them.
Yeah. Could be smoking crack out of a light bulb or however you smoke crack. I don't know. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I bought shoes instead. I think it's a perfect example of girl math. Yeah.
I could be doing a lot worse.
Yeah.
Than buying some shoes.
Just keep your opinions to yourself.
And I don't think that any woman under the age of 30 here in the year of our Lord 2024 can say, I don't know, three sentences in a row without using the term literally somewhere in it.
Literally.
And then especially cute when they say, literally, because that's what she pronounced, literally, she like that Miami pronunciation, literally.
Yeah, it's cute when she does it, cause, yeah. Just because she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But
Yeah. And it's not, see, people think when you say somebody shouldn't use literally, it's because they're using it where it doesn't apply. Like, you're not literally starving to death. That's not what I'm talking about. I think it's overused when you don't need it to be. Like I'm literally talking into a microphone right now.
Yeah.
But you don't need the word literally there.
Right.
Even though it is literally, you just say, I'm talking into a microphone.
Yeah. Really drive the point home.
Yeah. But I love that.
It's really.
But you know what? That's not a new concept for women. Women have been doing that kind of stuff forever. Like, yeah. Your great-great-grandmas rationalized things the same way.
Sure.
And I'm glad these younger women are embracing that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If it's under $5, it's free, baby.
Yeah. No matter what it is, I could be cutting people's necks, yeah. But I'm not.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.